Well, I'm aware that I'm part of a minority. My parents were Turkish Cypriot migrants. My father was, all the time I was growing up, he was very good at helping people with interpretation translations, and kind of grew up with that sense of helping others, you know, that community sense. And I got involved with setting up after-school clubs for children. I helped to set up the very first Turkish and Kurdish women's organisation, very first project for supporting women from those communities facing domestic violence, which was a real, I mean, that's nearly 25 years ago, which was a struggle because there was a lot of resistance in the community then. A lot of the men felt very threatened. And I was a school governor for the kids were in Grasmere School when my kids went to school. And they wanted somebody from my background because it's such a large Turkish community in Hackney. And they didn't have anybody. I stood for election in 94 in Hackney Council. There'd been no one else from my community, from my background, who's ever stood. So I did stand, and when I stood, it actually created a bit of a, you know, chain reaction, because it did encourage more people from the community to come forward and stand, and I think I'm quite proud of that. You know, you need people from all backgrounds to get involved in local politics. I became councillor in Hackney, and I got kind of sucked in, you know, got involved, very much involved with women, the whole women's agenda, became chair of the Women's Equality Committee. And then within a few years, I was deputy leader of the council, which was kind of astonishing. But it was so seen as so extraordinary for me. And I had so many people saying to me, oh, have you got children? I said, yeah, I've got three. And the youngest was two or three, you know. And it was all, well, who's going to look after your children? And, you know, what's your husband going to say? And, well, don't you think he'd be better if your husband... I actually had women say to me, wouldn't it be better if your husband did it instead of you? And, you know... they thought that was perfectly natural to say that. They didn't think that was insulting in any way. And in later years, I was involved in a task force, the ME Women Councillors Task Force. We went around the country trying to encourage more women from BME backgrounds to stand for public office. By the time I've arrived here in House of Lords, I think I've pretty much, you know, feel I've overcome a lot worse than this. So it puts you in good stead, you know.